kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Bawat araw, libo-libong emergency food relief hampers ang dinideliver sa mga lubhang naapektuhan nitong lockdown sa New South Wales. Ayon sa isa sa mga charity, tumaas ng may 200% ang pangangailangan kung ihahambing nung nakaraang outbreak. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Sandra Fulon at Julia Carr-Katzel na sinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Ayon sa not-for-profit food bank, organization na Food Bank, na ihatid nito ang tulong sa pamamagitan ng may higit sa 10,000 emergency relief hampers sa mga taong lubhang nahihirapan nitong lockdown, at tumaas ito anya ng may 210%. Na-deliver ng charity ang mga hampers sa iba't ibang mga nangangailangan sa Greater Sydney, Blue Mountains, Central Coast at Wollongong simula nung pinaalam ang lockdown noong 26 ng Hunyo. Ayon sa CEO ng Food Bank New South Wales, John Robertson, may mula 2,500 hanggang 3,500 na hampers ang ginagawa balak bawat araw.
A lot of people find themselves in the situation where for the first time in their life, they're reaching out for food support through no fault of their own, just simply because of the economic impact that this lockdown's having. And as you continue to wind back on your expenditure, we always see this, that in the end, food becomes a discretionary item. You might see mums and dads decide they won't eat, but they'll feed their kids. A whole family might eat two meals a day or one meal a day because that's all they can afford.
Ayon kay John Robertson, ang mga relief hamper ay pinadadala rin sa ilang mga taong nangangailangan sa Canberra at malalayong lugar sa New South Wales sa mga katutubong komunidad.
Whilst Sydney's in lockdown, the impacts are being felt right across the state. If people work in tourism, most of the tourists coming out would normally come out of Sydney. And of course, with everybody locked in, it means that tourism's being affected, and we're seeing that right across the state.
Si Claude Van Ark ay nanunungkulang financial counselor para sa National Debt Hotline. Nakatanggap din siya ng mga tawag para suporta mula sa di pa nakakaranas ng kagipitan o yung tinatawag na financial stress.
And there's many clients that ring that it's for the first time ever they found themselves in hardship situations, and they've been living close to the edge for some time but probably haven't realized until something seismic happens, and it could be a loss of employment, it could be a COVID temporary lockdown, it could be a health issue or some sort of life event which just puts them right over that edge.
Hinihikayat din ni Claude Van Ark ang sino mang nakakaranas ng kagipitan o financial stress na humingi ng suporta sa panahon ng lockdown.
The sooner you deal with it and the sooner you get the right level of information, the better, because it can snowball, especially if you're taking on additional debt to try and deal with another existing debt. That's probably the worst thing you can do, and there are always other options to that, and we always recommend that that's always the very last option. There's always hardship, whether it's your creditor, whether it's a service provider. There's always other provisions that people can call on. They just need to understand what they are and what's available, which is hard to navigate.
At hinihikayat din ni Wayside Chapel CEO John Owen ang mga miyembro ng komunidad na kumustahin o maghatid ng suporta sa mga nahihirapan ngayong lockdown.
What we're hearing through this lockdown is that people weren't prepared. And with that lack of preparation, there is a despair and an anxiety and a worry that's increasing. And also the disconnection that people are feeling right now, loneliness and isolation are on the increase. Mental health problems are being created, but they're being exacerbated through this time. So the need for care and connection and practical support are growing through this.
Sa mga nais maghatid ng tulong o donasyon, maaaring magtungo sa website ng Food Bank na foodbank.org.au. Ang mga nagdanais ng suporta o makakausap para sa kanilang nararamdaman o mental health, maaaring kontakin ng Beyond Blue sa 1-300-224-636. 1-300-224-636. Ang Embrace Multicultural Mental Health ay naghahati din ng suporta sa mga taong di-Ingles ang tubong wika o mula sa ibang lahi o kultura. Upang maging updated sa mga impormasyon tungkol sa coronavirus sa wikang Filipino, magtungo sa aming website, sbs.com.au/filipino/coronavirus-updates.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.